Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What I have seen as a player and what I've seen over the last couple of years is that with this ownership group, when there is a chance to build a winner and a team that can contend for the postseason, resources aren't a problem. And you know, I think we've talked a lot about how this window of contention is upon us.
I would just add that what was rewarding to see this year was these two guys, again, to my right, acting with urgency, starting with our trip to Dallas and then all the way through. We didn't get there where we wanted to go. We all know that, but we acted with urgency and certainty and aggression, and we plan to continue to do that as we go forward. So we'll see where that takes us when we get to Orlando or wherever the heck we're going.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight on a Wednesday, the 8th of October. And what you just heard was a little bit more from what we've been playing all week, and that is the press conference with Alex Cora, Sam Kennedy, and, of course, Craig Breslow. And there were a lot of topics that were brought up and fired off as questions to those guys. Breslow took most of the questions, and as I said last night, I think that's a good thing. Just based on the fact, we remember the winter weekends and all these other time end of season press conferences where all the questions are for Alex Cora. He fell apart again. What happened? Sam Kennedy, is the ownership going to do anything different this offseason? That type of stuff. And when those guys are getting the bulk of the questions, that's generally bad news. That generally means that bad things happen. When the chief baseball officer, the GM, the personnel guy in charge, is fielding most of the questions, and they're not all, what the hell, man? If it's not, that's not the tone and tenor of it, that's a good thing. And I think that was a good thing the other day. And one big topic that kept coming up, one thing that they kept discussing, was spending that Rafael Devers money. What are you going to do about that Rafael Devers money? This is going to be one of those things that can either hang over them like a specter and haunt them for the rest of the playoffs and the rest of the offseason here and, follow it up into the next season. Or it can be one of those things that they can point to and say, see, we knew that there was a plan for all of this. We didn't just save that money just to save it. We wanted to reinvest it, and here's what we did. Everybody take a good long look at whoever, Joe Ryan, whoever it is, that they end up getting and signing and extending or whatever it is. Because I'll be honest with you, the free agent market isn't great. Most of the guys that you would want probably aren't going anywhere. They're probably going to re-sign with their teams, Pete Alonso, et cetera, Kyle Tucker, those guys. I doubt they're ever going to hit the market. So, even still, even a guy like Schwarber, you know, like I don't think that that's happening. As old as he is, I think that they will work to keep him there. I think that Dave Dombrowski will not just let that guy walk out the door the way Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox did. Again, that's neither here nor there. The point is, when you talk about that money, when you talk about spending that money and reinvesting that money, and just in general operating like a major market big boy team, you do have to remember here that the Red Sox were not a top 10 team in payroll when they were paying Rafael Devers. And now that they've saved that $30 million, I think they're down to like 12 or 13. If we're to believe what's posted on SportTrack and some of the other websites that post these things, I don't know how up to date they always are with that stuff. And if they take into account all the dead money and everything else, I could, you know, go and look at it. It doesn't make for great radio, but just say you're top 15. Okay. You're a top 15 in spending team in the majors right now. How come that's not considered more unacceptable? That should be looked at as negatively as anything else this Red Sox ownership group does. Not that, you know, they pass on certain players. Not that they're, you know, unwilling to trade prospects to get a certain guy at the deadline or whatever it is the problem is you think that they have. But the fact that they're not willing to even get into the top 10 in spending is pretty frustrating. That's a pretty frustrating development. And it's one that's been going on here for a while. It's one that's been, you know, we've started to see the seeds of that go. Do you have the numbers, Joe?
The most recent number has the Sox 11th.
11th, okay. And who's ahead of them?
They're 11th. Braves are 10th. Giants are 9th, obviously, because they took the Devers money. Right. Houston, Toronto, San Diego, Cubs, Yankees, Phillies, Mets, Dodgers.
Okay, is that total payroll or like active roster? Does it even distinguish between those two things?
That is active.
Active, okay. So 11th. You okay being 11th, Red Sox fans? You don't have to be first every year, but you okay being 11th? I'm not. Especially considering how close they were, how their offseason strategy worked, and how it seems as though now the Red Sox in the ownership group has decided that if we starve them long enough, then when we finally do actually spend a little money, when we do feed them some crumbs, they're going to think it's the most delicious thing in the world. And listen, Garrett Crochet was delicious this year. I mean, he was. He was awesome. Aroldis Chapman, phenomenal.
We want to go back for seconds.
I do, yes. I would like seconds on all of that, on Crochet, on Chapman, on Bregman, even though I think that that's going to be a bit of a challenge here, and I think that that's going to be something that holds everything up. You got Scott Boras involved. It's not going to be quick and easy. They are not going to resolve this fast. And there may be incentive, honestly, just in terms of like resources being held up and allocating money and who's going to be playing certain positions and should we go after another guy, like all that stuff. It may end up being, you know, better for the Red Sox just to move on and say, we're not going to get into this with you, Boras. You know, you can do this with some other teams. We have to start making decisions right now. We have to start moving things along here and getting our offseason in play. We can't sit here and wait around all winter like we did last year and then finally come to a deal right before we leave for spring training. We're not going to do that again, all right? We're not doing that with this player. We're not doing that with you. We have plans for this roster, and we got, you know, this other options that we can explore. We don't need to do this for a guy who only hit 17, 18 home runs last year or whatever it was. And that's not to say that Bregman doesn't have other value. Obviously he does, but if you're negotiating, if you're trying to get a good deal for your team, then those are the type of things you bring up. It's the same thing with Duran and arbitration and the hearings that are going to happen there, which I think are going to be very spicy. I don't think those are going to be very very friendly, but I guess we'll find out about that too. Either way, spending the money, going out there and spending the money, going out there and spending big on players, and not just guys that you want to fill out the roster, marquee players. Guys whose jerseys you're planning on selling a lot of. They sold a lot of Garrett Crochet jerseys this year. I know. My cousin asked me to pick her up one. And I went over to the pro shop and they didn't have any. They didn't have any Garrett Crochet jerseys. By the way, while we're on the subject of Red Sox jerseys, our good friend Zach Coe and I believe David Azier have a podcast called Entering Kenmore. And they started a movement this year that I championed, but I feel like we didn't really push hard enough. And that is bringing back the Scherzer wall. Are you familiar with the Scherzer wall?
I am very familiar. I remember we had this discussion on Playtest SE, I think, last season about that whole wall of jerseys on T-shirts that were labeled numerically.
Yes.
And they are just not there anymore.
They're gone. They're gone and forgotten. That whole wall now is like all hats, I think. And if you go over to the right, to the very far right of the pro shop where the Scherzer wall used to be, it's half hats and then half like old pictures and stuff. you know, framed panoramic pictures of Fenway and things like that, which, by the way, go ahead, sell those, sell all those things. But put the jersey wall, the jersey wall back. I can't imagine that they weren't making a mint off of those things. The jersey wall. And I know it's been some lean years for the Red Sox lately, but it's not now. Now you got exciting young players. You got Cy Young candidates. You got the best closer in baseball. You got the best, one of the, not the best, Kurtz is the best, but one of the best young players in baseball. One of the potential rookies of the year. You know, like, you have a lot of players that fans are interested in and who are going to want to buy either the jerseys, or if the jersey's too expensive because they're, what, $150, then you go and you buy a nice jersey for $40.
Yeah, that was the argument
that's
we
what
made,
you did.
Is that there were so many from like 2020 to up until this point, there were so many interchangeable parts that like you couldn't get a Justin Turner
right.
because he was gone in a year. Obviously, you know, Bogarts is gone. Like, now you have solidified guys that hopefully are going to be here for the next 5 to 7 years, however long that may be. Start taking advantage of it. Put the three up there with Rafaela. Put it right next to, I don't know who's numerically next. If Yoshida hangs around, put mm-hmm. that seven next there. You know, so on. And you said it. Roman, Crochet, Chapman. Like, it's there. It's there for Henry.
When I was at the Pro Shop, there were a lot of Yoshida jerseys available. A lot of Yoshida available. I would imagine that some of them started selling at the end when he started heating up. He heated up in September. But it took a while for the Yoshida thing to really pick up. There was a lot of those, all different sizes left all over the place. Roman Anthony, you could find. Meyer jerseys were all over the place. Anthony, you can only find a few. I didn't see a single piece of Aroldis Chapman anything. I didn't see one jersey. I didn't see one jersey. I didn't see anything. But the great thing about the jersey is that you have them all up there. So they're great. I mean, they sell themselves. You get all the different numbers. You get the throwbacks, you know. You get everybody from the 2004 team. You have them all up there, 07, 13. You can't have all the 2018 guys because some of them are still playing. Like, you can't be selling Mookie Betts jerseys or jerseys on the wall. But eventually, once he retires, then you sure can. It's just, oh, it was such a great thing to have right there. And it looked good. And now it's gone. And they just have the jerseys sort of, you know, scattered out throughout the thing.
Well, allow us to carry it on. We'll carry on and inspire this movement.
We will. I'll be out there with like a sign, you know, marching back and forth in front of the Pro Shop. Bring back the jersey. Well,
the next Fenway Fest there. That they have. Bring back the jersey.
Yeah.
Bring back the jersey.
It's going to be a pretty, I'd say a pretty muted protest, but it will be a protest. It is our right to protest. 617-779-7937.
One man makes the difference.
It's true. You know, a movement starts with one person with an idea. A couple of other things. When I hear the Red Sox talk about pitching and adding to the pitching staff, there were two, I think, different answers that were given by Craig Breslow, and he gave them all in the same response, but it was two sort of different answers. And one was, yeah, we want to go out there and add, but also we really are happy with the way we're developing our pitchers, and we're going to continue to pursue that as well. And I said, well, wait a minute, so which one is it? Okay, I mean, obviously you're going to do both on some level, but what's going to be the emphasis? What are you going to be really shooting for here? Because you have to pick a lane. You can't just be like, yeah, you know, we want to go out and get Joe Ryan, and we want to go out and get, you know, pitcher X out there in free agency or in the trade market, but really, you know, we're very excited about our young players, and we really think that some of these younger pitchers are going, okay, so which is it? So are you going to stick with the kids, or are you going to go? You have to pick a lane. You can't say both. It's got to be one. I mean, I guess in some ways you can say we're going to sign somebody and we're not going to be trading away our young pitchers. But if you're signing people, then that's going to block your young pitchers. That's just the way it works. So you kind of have to pick one or the other. Are you going to add to this rotation and also to the bullpen, although not quite as urgent, but are you going to add to this rotation and to this bullpen, or are you going to be leaning heavily on your young pitchers? Now, you did that at the end of this year. You leaned heavily on Connelly early. I thought he rose to the occasion. You leaned pretty heavily on Kyle Harrison in the last 2 weeks of the season, and I thought he pitched well. Peyton Tolley was a lot more of a mixed bag, but I think there's some talent and ability there, and if they can coach him to, you know, get some secondary pitches and, you know, spot his fastball a little bit better, then I think you got something there. He's definitely got the talent. He's got the arm speed and the arm strength, but it's going to take more than that. That being said, I don't love how there's sort of this, well, yeah, we want to go out there and add, but, you know, we really, it's almost like they're building in an excuse, you know? They're building in the reason, well, we really tried. We really tried to get Joe Ryan. We really tried to get Merrill Kelly. We really tried to get whoever the hell they're looking for, Zach Gallen or whatever. But in the end, we decided we really like our young pitchers. We really like Harrison. We really like Early. We really like Tolley. And so we decided we're just going to ride with those guys. And I don't want to hear that this year. Because you could have made that same argument this year. Well, you know, it didn't work out with Garrett Crochet. The White Sox wanted Kyle Teal, and we didn't want to trade him. And also, we really like our young guys. We like our young pitchers. And we're just going to stick with our young pitchers. Okay, I mean, you had young pitchers, right? You had Dick Fitz. You had Hunter Dobbins. All these guys got injured. You had early waiting in the wings. You didn't have Harrison yet because you hadn't traded Rafael Devers. But you know what I mean? There were young pitchers in the pipeline. They could have made that same exact excuse and said, yeah, you know, we would have loved to have Crochet, but we really like our young pitchers. So don't build in that excuse, okay? Don't use Connelly Early and Kyle Harrison and what they did in September as reasons to not want to go the extra mile for a Joe Ryan or the pitcher at whoever it is that they really like and that they're going for. And that's just one thing that got my antenna up a little bit. I heard that. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, you don't want to diss your young pitchers, obviously, but you're also a team now that's a playoff team. You're a playoff contender and you almost made it to the division series, which, by the way, we'll check in on them in a second. As the Yankees fighting for their playoff lives.
Yesterday. Well, I do just want to also mention that the issue is not necessarily with the young guys, because they could be good, but that's the issue. Could.
Right.
You can't be banking on this upside, you know, doing the signing Lucas Giolito, hoping that he finds a way to turn it around, which he did. But you can't bank or be certain on Brian Baio taking that next leap. Like, at some point, as Bradfield likes to say, rubber has to meet the road, and you need to get some certainty. And certainty is not relying, no disrespect to Connelly Early or Peyton Tolley, because they could be good in a couple of years, but you can't do that in what would be their rookie season in 2026 when they're on the major league roster. You can't bank on they could be good. You need the certainty of, yes, they are going to be good, which is a Joe Ryan, a Dylan Cease, other guys who might be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is assuming that Crochet comes back and continues to be dominant. I think he will. That's assuming that Brian Baio continues on his upward trajectory, which I know he didn't end the season very well, but he set a lot of career highs, Brian Baio did. He had a very good season. As for Lucas Giolito, I don't know. Elbow tightness at the end of the year, guy his age, doesn't sound great. I'm not going to dress that one up. That doesn't sound good. But he was a big reason why this team was a playoff team this year. He was a huge reason for it. And the Red Sox, I think, owe him a lot. Because he was clearly pitching through something in the month of September. His walks were way up. His velocity was way down. That elbow tightness didn't just start the last week of September. I know that's what Breslow said. But you know that that was in the beginning of the month when this was really a problem. And he pitched through it. And he probably made it worse. And even though he wasn't at his best, he still gave you pretty good starts. His ERA in September was 3.5. That's a good ERA for a guy who was walking the ballpark and throwing in the, you know, low to mid-90s and who usually throws in the 97 to 99 range. And he went out there and he battled, and it may have cost him, who knows. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening with him. But the Red Sox owe him a lot, and you're going to have to, if he's not able to bounce back, you're going to have to replace him in the rotation as well. And you're going to have to do that going beyond just the guys you have in Providence. In Providence. How about the guys you have in Worcester? I got the Bruins on my mind. Bruins, by the way.
At least you didn't say Pawtucket.
That's true. I did not. The Bruins right now, it's opening night. They are through one period. No score with them in the Washington Capitals. Jeremy Swayman has made 7 saves so far. Get that Vezina trophy ready. 617-779.
He's back!
7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. John's in the car with a thought on the Red Sox. And go ahead, John.
Christian, how many bats do you... I mean, how many pitching slots do you realistically think the team has? I mean, they got Chapman, they got Slayton, they got Kelly.
Whitlock?
Whitlock. I mean, you got Baio, you got Crochet. I'm assuming Giolito's going to be there.
I'm not convinced of that. I don't know if he will be or not.
But you got Early. You got Dobbins that's going to come back from the knee injury. You still got Cutter Crawford that's supposed to be there. I want bats. This team's bats go too silent too often for
me.
True,
I agree.
I think they need a power right-handed hitting first baseman, because I don't think Casas is going to be ready either, and you need a middle infielder that can put the bat on the ball, because I'm tired of them having to, you know, stick me with the Romy Gonzalez experience running all over the field. I mean, the guy is not a middle infielder. He's not an outfielder. He's not a first. But I don't really know what Romy Gonzalez's position really is. He hit okay against lefties this year, better than okay. So did Ref Snyder. You're not going to get two more career years out of left-handed platoon players. That's not how championship teams are built. I want bats. I want legitimate, threatening bats so that you can extend this lineup more than numbers 2, 3, and 4, mm-hmm. which is where this team fell short.
John, thanks for the call. It was a good call. Loved it. Loved that call. And you're right. I'm talking about the pitching staff because that was what they were addressing in that particular question. But you're absolutely right that this team, more so than needing help in their rotation or in their bullpen, needs to do something about that batting, that hitting lineup. They need to do something about the logjam in the outfield. They need to do something about their right side of the infield. They may have to do something at third base. I don't know exactly what the plan for Marcelo Meyer is. What do you think, Joe? I'm glad you're here for this, actually. Marcelo Meyer, I feel like, is being talked about this offseason and in the future as sort of this fix-all, right? If Bregman goes, no problem. You got Marcelo Meyer. He can do it. Second baseman, you don't have to go out into the free agency market and sign one of these, you know, Isaiah Kiner Falefas or whatever, because you got Marcelo Meyer. He's right there. He'll be there. Trevor Story, the opts out. You got him. He'll play shortstop. Where, ideally, would Marcelo Meyer be next year?
Ideally for me, he's on the squad and he's your starting.
Starting?
I'll clip that for later. He's your starting shortstop. Uh-huh. I ultimately think that Trevor Story is going to opt in because I do believe him when he says, I owe this franchise a lot. And I think he'd be willing. Stop laughing. It's not that funny.
You're the one who said he was the shortstop, not me.
So. I think he will willingly move over to second base, or I think he should. That's at least what I think should happen. He should go to second base. Give Meyer, he's your starting shortstop of the future. You proclaimed that when you drafted him.
Right.
So get the process started now. Have him be your starting shortstop in 2026, and Story is your second baseman, because we saw Story really wear down at the end of the season. Those throws where he had to plant, he was making a bunch of errors. So Story at second, Meyer at short would be my ideal middle infield.
Okay, and I have no problem with that either, but I guess the point is here is that Marcelo Meyer can only really cover for one of those spots, all right? You're going to have to figure out something at the other two. You can't just be Marcelo Meyer who's going to play all three positions. All right, he's going to be at second, huh? But we need him. He can play short. And if Bregman leaves, he can also play third. No. I want him playing one position, and I want to have, as the caller said, not a bunch of platoons all up and down the lineup. It's okay to have like one or two, but they had like six. And it's just, it gets to be a lot. It gets to be too many. And when you have a logjam in the outfield, that thing's bound to happen. But it wasn't just the outfield. It was the infield, too. It was all over the lineup. And it was too much. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Here's Joe Braverman. Get you caught up on the headlines. And when we come back, we got the New England Nightly News.
Squad and easier starting.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red leather, yellow leather. Trending now brought to you by the 99 restaurant.
Unique New York.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 restaurants. Opening night for the Bruins. They begin their season in D.C. against the Capitals. It is scoreless through the first intermission. Before the game, David Pastrnak, Hampus Lindholm, and Charlie McAvoy were named the associate captains for the year. Patriots were back at practice. Gosh, I cannot talk today. They're back at practice today to begin their Week 6 road matchup against the New Orleans Saints. From today's injury report, safety Jalen Hawkins and pass rusher Keon White did not practice. Christian Barmore, Kalavon Chasen, Joshua Farmer, Anthony Jennings, and Milton Williams were all limited. Update on the MLB postseason. The Tigers are able to force a deciding Game 5 earlier today with a 9-3 win over the Mariners. Game 5 will be on Friday night in Seattle. In the other ALDS series, they are through four innings in the Bronx, and it is 1-1 between the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Toronto can eliminate the Yanks with a victory. Over in the NLDS, the Cubs also survived for another day. They beat the Brewers 4-3 to make that a 2-1 series lead for the Brewers. Later on tonight, in a little less than an hour from now at 9:08, the Dodgers will try to close out the Phillies in their Game 3 from LA. Celtics preseason begins tonight. They are just underway in Memphis against the Grizzlies. This is the first of four preseason matchups for the Seas. The regular season will open on October 22nd against the 76ers. And according to Pro Football Talk and 24/7 Sports, a potential exit strategy has begun between UNC and Bill Belichick. An additional report from Ollie Connolly, sources say that Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with hierarchy at North Carolina, and he's also discussed a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout. As at the 99 Restaurant. $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi.com.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We got the New England Nightly News coming your way here in just a moment. And it involves a beloved restaurant, certainly among sports radio circles and anybody up on the North Shore. Let's get to it. Here's your New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Thank you very much. And for the New England Nightly News tonight, we head up north to the great town of Saugus. And a beloved restaurant, talking, of course, about the Kowloon. As for the first time, we know that this was going to be happening at some point. But we've now seen a rendering of what the redevelopment of the Kowloon is going to look like. It is a 60,000 square foot restaurant, first of all. If you've been there, it's humongous. You may be surprised to learn that despite the fact that I work in sports radio and that I grew up in the North End, and a lot of people who grew up in the North End ultimately migrated up towards Saugus and the North Shore. It's just the Boston migration patterns, nothing wrong with that. North End went north, south he went south. that's the way of the migration patterns. And the Kowloon has been an institution for a long, long time. However, I've only been there maybe like 2 or 3 times. I keep meaning to go back. I just don't find myself up that way very often. But now I really, now that I've seen what it's going to become, let's take a listen here to Channel 7. Oh, never mind. Okay, we don't have the sound from that. But The crux of it is that Bob Wong, who is the co-owner, says the core group of the 6 siblings are getting older and the next generation is not as interested in running it. It's a difficult business. The themed Asian-themed building will give way to two apartment buildings with about 200 units and a space for retail. Saugus Planning Board got the new renderings. And Wong says the idea that half of this building is retail use, the other half is under building parking. Building two, the entire first floor will be retail commercial space. They'll build one apartment building first. The Kowloon will move in there temporarily. They will then take down the current restaurant, build the second building on that spot, then move the restaurant into that new building. Owner said the back and forth is to keep everybody employed through all the construction. And he said if the city approves their plans, they hope to break ground as soon as next year. Next year is like, what, 2 months away? You know, we're only, right? They mean next year is in when the calendar turns to 2026? That could be, I would think that it's probably going to be longer than that. That being said, sad. Anytime an institution closes like this, and we knew that this was coming, they signaled this a while ago. But what's special about the Kowloon is that it's so unique. I mean, it's just this it looks like a casino when you're outside. When you're driving up there, it looks like you're pulling into Atlantic City. You know, it's this really great-looking place. And I know during COVID, they had movies out in the back lot, and they were doing all this fun stuff, all these wrestlers and, you know, all these people come through there. It's a real hot spot. It kind of reminds me, in a weird way, it's like this generation's, I don't know if anyone's going to get this, but it's this generation's like Anthony's Pier 4, kind of. Anthony's Pier 4 was in the Seaport. It's long gone now, but that was like, that was the spot in Boston for a long time. They had this whole wall of pictures of every, you know, famous person that went through there and, you know, all these dignitaries and all this stuff. I mean, it was the spot in Boston. It's the spot you came. There was probably, you know, a decade or so where Anthony's was the most popular restaurant maybe in the country. And, you know, I'm not saying that the Kowloon is that, but it does sort of have, there's not a lot of places that still have that old feel, you know? Like, this is a place you got to go to. This is a place where all these, you know, all these things have happened and all these people have dined and all these people have these great stories about. And also just has one of the most unique looks of any restaurant. And the food's very good as well. I mean, it's a great, you walk in there, it's like, you know, it's really like you're at a, like a theme park almost. And you get great food, good drinks, really, really good service. I'm glad that the restaurant is staying on. But a big part of the restaurant, what made that restaurant, was what it is and what it looked like and what it felt like when you walked into it. You know, like, it's just that. It's going to be hard to recreate that. That big A-frame when you first pull out. Like, I mean, it's just iconic. It's really, it's just, it was an iconic building, an iconic restaurant, an iconic look, all of it. And it's going to be a shame when that changes. Now, it's not going away. But if you've seen these mock-ups, and you can go and find them if you just Google Kowloon redevelopment, they look like what everything looks like. I mean, you know, you drive around, even around here in Alston, you drive around, you see all these new luxury condos and apartment buildings, they all look the same. They all kind of look like this. There's like one brick part, and then it's white, and then there's gray, and then there's the windows, and you know what I mean? Like, they all kind of have a very similar look, and I understand. I mean, this is just the way of the world. But, you know, for the Kowloon, ugh. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to drive up there and not see that thing anymore. That's going to be a tough reality to face.
Just what you said, there's so many distinctive parts to what Kowloon looks like currently. The building structure, the sign.
Yeah.
Like, it's got that font that, like, no one can really duplicate, I guess you could say. So, like, at the bare minimum, they got to keep that sign with the font that they have. They can't just go, like, Times New Roman with the Kowloon.
Yeah, maybe. And they might. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Because if you look at the building, it's not going to be, there's not going to be a real good place to put it. Unless you want to have like a bunch of the tenants with their apartments like being blocked by a big Kowloon sign. I can tell you this. Here in Alston, Twin Donuts, which was iconic, they went out of business. They closed. And I forget the name of the coffee shop that's moving. Can you look up the place that's moving into Twin Donuts? But they're going in there, but they're keeping the sign. They're keeping the Twin Donuts sign because it's an iconic sign at that intersection there, right? You know, Cambridge Street. It's really, I mean, it's great. And they're smart to do that. They're smart to keep
Blank
that
Street
stuff
Coffee.
Around. What's that?
Blank Street Coffee.
Blank Street Coffee? Are they good? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. I was asking you, are they good?
I haven't been. So.
Oh, you haven't? Are you a coffee guy? You a coffee guy?
I'm not a coffee guy, no.
I hate coffee. I hate the way coffee tastes. But I love coffee ice cream. Love it. I also really like coffee milk, which you can't really find it in Massachusetts. Up in New Hampshire, down in Rhode Island, coffee milk in every grocery store. I feel like in Massachusetts, it's impossible to find. Coffee milk is great. If you want to know what it tastes like melted coffee ice cream. It's delicious, and it's good in coffee. But you can just drink it, you know, straight from the coffee cow.
Okay, according to Yelp for Blank Street Coffee, it has an average rating of 3.9 stars.
3.9 out of 5?
Yes.
I mean, that's not terrible, but I don't know. But they're smart. They're smart to leave the sign up. You should try and, at the very least, when it's a big place like that, and I don't know how they've been doing lately. I'd imagine that they're doing okay, but when you're 60,000 square feet, it's a lot of chairs. You know, that's a lot of rent. That's a lot of electricity. It's a lot of everything. To keep a place like that up and running in that capacity this long has been kind of, I would say, a major accomplishment in and of itself. As someone who comes from a family that was in the restaurant industry, I know what that's like. It's not easy to do. And over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, it's been damn near impossible. So I give that credit, that family and everybody a ton of credit, and it's going to be a sad end of an era, but good for them moving on and doing what they think's right for their family. And I'm going to try and get out there to the Kowloon before they close down. Before they start, you know, demoing that building, because that's going to be really sad once they do that.
Oh, it's going to be wild down there until they actually do close it down and go to the new building.
Jared Carabas is going to like chain himself to the plane. He's going to be like, no. Him and a bunch of my former coworkers are going to be all there, like, you know, holding hands in front of the thing.
If you want this building, you have to go through us.
Bulldozer comes and like pushes them out of the way. It's going to be a whole scene. Anyway, there you go. There's your New England Nightly News. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, you may remember in the Patriots game, a Buffalo Bills fan appeared to escape with a game ball on an errant throw that went into the crowd. We have an update on that. We'll get to it next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Josh turns, and we're going to His catch there. He's gone. Milano. Milano's going to go. He's in row 10. He's in row 15. He might get a beer. Milano, where are you going, man? It's your moment. Milano, row 40, led by Allen. He's going to take it the distance. Maybe it wasn't his seat. Maybe he doesn't want to be on TV. He's gone.
You may remember that moment. It was a good moment in that game. Josh Allen throws the ball away, you know, just trying to get away from the defense.
I mean, they were in the red zone and they were driving, and yeah. Tirico decides to go all Kevin Harlan and go play by play on the fan.
It was great. It was a great moment. if you saw it, the ball sailed into the crowd. This guy who ran up the stairs, his name is Brian Kemp, caught the ball, put it under his jersey, and took off running like he was Dennis Drinkwater at the end of a Red Sox game. You know, if you ever watched him, by the way, at the end of the game when it's like the ball's popped up in the air, Drinkwater gets up and he's up those stairs like the Flash. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's not a super young guy, so to see him move that way is very impressive. He's beating that traffic boy. I think he still does that. I don't know if he still runs out like he used to. He used to book it out of there. But this guy grabs the ball. This guy Kemp, he grabs the ball, stuffs it under his shirt, and he gone. And a lot of people were wondering what happened to that guy. I was wondering that. Did he get to keep the ball? Did he make it out? What happened? Well, here's what happened. His wife Tara shared with WIVB News that our 10-year-old daughter was text messaging me during the game saying, "I saw Dad and you on TV. Dad caught a ball. Why was he running?" He and his wife have been going to Bills games together since 1999, and for the past few years, they've been purchasing their friend's season tickets when he can't make it to the game himself. So those were his seats, I guess. So he's sitting there. He's watching the game. Next thing he knows, a pass from Allen comes flying into the crowd. He gets the ball. He looks at his wife and says, "I'll meet you in the car." He stuffs it under, and he's gone. They came to me, and they said, "We know who you guys are. You sit in these seats often. Can you please return the ball? We'll get you another one." And she said, "I can't. He left." He took off. I could tell him to come back,
well,
maybe.
We know why he was running away.
"I don't have the ball. I can't give it back to you. I can ask my husband to bring it back, but he left." So she gets the plausible deniability. It's like Bonnie and Clyde, you know, they got this little thing going. Kemp did not end up going home with the football. He returned the ball. He said, I wound up going back to the seat and I returned the ball. They gave me another ball in exchange. So this ball, unfortunately, is not the actual ball that Allen threw that I caught. However, all is right with the world. No theft occurred. There was no stolen property. I don't understand why the NFL is so anal about this. Like, what is their problem? It's not often that balls go into the crowd anyway. And if they do, who cares? What, you don't have enough footballs, NFL? You're a little short on cash? You need a little more money for football? What is the problem here?
Well, they got to be authentic.
So they make them authentic every other spot. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that. They have a million balls ready to go. Kicking ball, all the different ones. It's fine. I guess you could say, like, well, in the NBA, they got to give the ball back, and that's true. But in the NBA, they don't stop after every play and huddle up and go back. You know what I mean? You got to get back going in the NBA. It's a lot faster of a game. After every play in the NFL, you can grab a new ball and go and set it. No one's going to know the difference unless you're in the no huddle, but then the ball's not going in the crowd then. And the ball doesn't go in the crowd in the NBA that often either. Baseball, pucks in the ball's in the crowd, it's over. Hockey, pucks in the crowd, that's it. You don't have to give it back. Why is the NFL like that with footballs? I don't get that. Just chill out. The guy caught the ball. Let him keep it. Who cares?
I'm guessing then it must be very pricey to make the footballs.
It can't be that pricey. They're footballs. What are we, running out of pigs? Like, that's all you got to do. It's pigs. And it's the skin. It's just the skin. That's all it is. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it costs to make a football. I'm not going to pretend like I do. But I don't understand why they give these people such a hard time with this. I really don't. Also, if you make a play like this guy did, because he got the ball and then he made a football move and he started going on downfield, you know, I think it's like Savannah Bananas style. That should count in the game somehow. Like if you catch a pop up at a Savannah Bananas game, then the guy's out in real life, right?
Like, if you're in the crowd, you catch the pop-up in the stands,
oh, so
then the guy's out.
You're gonna adopt a rule from an organization that you're not a fan of?
I'm not really a fan of it, but I think in the rare instance that, you know, a ball goes into the crowd, guy catches it, first down.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, that was a Bills fan who had a Bills jersey on.
Right.
Like, does that mean it's a touchdown?
No. First down.
Just a first down.
Yep.
Okay.
They catch it, then if they drop it, it's like, you know, incomplete.
Okay,
pass,
then let's flip the tables.
Guy catches it in the air, it's a first down.
Okay, but what if it was Drake May who threw the ball and the Bills fan caught it? What happens there?
The interception? Interception seems harsh. If it's not caught, I don't know. I'm just coming up with this on the fly here. I haven't ironed out all the details yet. But I still think the NFL needs to relax with these footballs. One thing about this is you remember that game. Like, Bills fans are pretty wild anyway. Like, you remember the stuff that they threw on the field recently, and, you know, you just think of all the different videos you've seen and their tailgates. I think I'd really like Buffalo if I lived there. I think that I'd really get along there. You know, I feel like it's my kind of place. Not that this isn't.
They're your kind of fans, you know, jumping through tables and all
and
that.
Not that I do that, but, you know, like, I just feel like that's.
You would have done that when you were younger.
Definitely. And that's an environment that I feel that I would feel comfortable in. You know, I wouldn't be partaking in that stuff, but I'd be having fun, you know, watching the guys jump through the table. Like, that'd be an okay way to spend your night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have the Arcan Fire coming up at 9:30. As young Joseph here is going to fire off some questions at me. We'll be doing that in just a little bit. We'll do a bit of a baseball roundup. We'll check in on the Bruins, and we'll let you know what's going on with Cam Schlittler and the New York Yankees, who are now through five and a half innings as they head into the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll give you a score update there, as well as the Major League Baseball playoffs roll on here. The couple of teams staying alive, and one team looking to put the Yankees out of their misery. We'll get to all of that.
By the way, it costs between $7.50 and $15 to produce an American football.
Between $7.50 and $15?
Like $7.50 and $15. But that's not like an authentic NFL, though. It just says an American football.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine that the other ones cost much more than that. It's big skin with laces in it.
By the way, I'm so glad that's cleared up, because the way he was running when I saw it on Sunday night made me think like he left the stadium.
It looked like he was right. Like, it looked like he was making a beeline right out of there. I didn't realize he was there with his wife. I didn't even know that until I read the story.
Was it like a sitcom thing where he gets to the end and there are just two security guards being there and he has to pump the brakes?
Could be, yeah.
They go like, arr!
I mean, if it's Buffalo, the security's probably busy anyway. You know, they got to deal with all those people. All those drunk idiots burping up buffalo sauce. Like, you know, I mean, they probably have their hands full, period. They can't be chasing down everybody, you know? But yeah, if they weren't bothering anybody, they might be there, see the guy running. But they're not going to know that it was the official football. They wouldn't know that. The guy's walking with a football. It could be any football. He could have bought it at the pro shop. Who knows?
Also, you know in, like, baseball how they have, like, negotiating tactics for, like, when a fan catches a home run or whatever? It doesn't sound like there was any negotiation in this one. It was just like, hey, give us the ball. We'll give you another ball
that wasn't used in the game like, and is worthless.
Like, how about, like, a ball that's signed and a jersey or whatever? No, just football for football.
You know what? You know what he should have done? He should have been like, that ball hit me. I'm seeing star. I'm feeling a little dizzy.
He caught it, though.
He did. He caught the ball.
He caught it, and he ran.
My hands really hurt after catching that ball. I don't know. There's probably something on the ticket that says you can't sue for that anyway. I know they print that on the back of all these tickets. You get hit by a ball, it's your fault. It's basically what you sign up for when you go and enter into that social contract. Anyway, we'll give you an update on what's going on with the Yankees and the Blue Jays. We'll give you an update on the Bruins as well. And we'll have the Arcan Fire and Clickbait coming your way. Final hour of the Arcan Show coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.